I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. You know, sometimes what's going on right before we click record is an incredible experience. And off camera, Brad Law is going to town on some blueberries. And it's it's insane.
Yep.
I mean, how many do you think you had in your mouth just then?
I mean, I'll
15, 16?
With a blueberry. No, not that many. Blueberries.
18?
You got to pop 4 or 5 at a time.
Okay.
But if you get bad ones, they're real bad.
Yeah. No, you were pretty dramatic about that.
Blah! Blah! It wasn't. Blah! No, it wasn't all that. You're embellishing, Zach. And I know
I would never do such a thing.
I know you never embellish.
I never.
What's the title of the show today? Like, could Jeremiah Cobb be the greatest running back in the history of Auburn running backs? I don't know what you titled it. Anyway, we had so much fun with the edge rusher or quarterback sack discussion yesterday.
Sure. Yeah.
Then I wanted to come back today with running backs. And we had a really good, I think last week, a really good response to just kind of going back in time and talking about some of the great running backs that have played at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of marry those two ideas
and
talk about the best seasons and games and careers for Auburn running backs. It's trivia time. So you can't.
I think I could do better on running backs than edge rushers yesterday.
All right.
Or you sack start? Generators.
Sure. Do you want to go with single game first?
Single game probably tougher. Sure.
All right. It's, by the way, this is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. So let's go top five. Let's just make this all about, it's like Sesame Street. It's brought to you by the number 5. Okay. So can you name the top 5 single game, the running backs who have the top 5 single game rushing marks in Auburn football history?
Trey Mason, SEC championship is 1, correct?
He's number 2 all time, yes.
Number 2?
Number 2.
How many? He had over 300, right?
He had 304 yards. That is
somebody
second
had more than
time.
That?
Yes. It was before Trey Mason played. Jarquez, 4th all time with 278 against Kentucky in 24.
Kerryon has one.
Kerryon does not.
No?
No. No, Kerryon does not have one of the top 10.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yep. Bo Jackson, I'm sure, has one.
Bo Jackson has 2, actually.
Okay, so there's only one more.
Yeah, so you're going to get this pretty quickly. Bo had 256 and 83 against Alabama. He had 290 against Southwestern Louisiana in 85. He also had 242 against Georgia Tech and 240 against Ole Miss in 85. Like 85 Bo Jackson. Y'all can all keep, like, I realize sometimes we turn players into folk heroes and we embellish how good they were a little bit older, the further we get away from it. That's just not the case with Bo. He just wrecked everybody in 85.
So we're missing number 1. What year was number 1?
1944.
Oh, who is it? I don't know.
I knew the disdain. I knew exactly what was coming when you found
out. I'm trying to think of random old running backs that Curtis, I know.
Curtis Kuykendall had 307 against Miami in 1944.
I've always said that Kuykendall's performances in 1944 were worth remembering. So,
have you? Okay.
Never said.
By the way, that was before we had 50 states. That performance was before Alaska and Hawaii were officially part of the
United States. Who even knows if that number is right?
Well, I mean, they have records. They kept record. They kept all records in pencil then. Like they charted the yards one at a time. They got great records.
All right, where are we going next?
Okay, I'm sure you can find a box score of that game in a time capsule somewhere.
Do you have the full top 10 pulled up?
Like buried in a thermos. Yeah.
Did Cam ever have a big one? I know he was just kind of the model of consistency.
The top 10 starts at 240 yards. That was Bo against Ole Miss.
Bo, right. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So the rest of the top 10, Steven Davis had 246 against Arkansas in 94. Number seven is Rudy Johnson, who had 249 against Louisiana Tech in 2000. Rudy's a unit, and I have climbed on top of that hill before, and I'm going to do it again later. Sure. What I feel like. Okay. Joe Cribbs had 250 against Georgia in 78, and that's sixth all time.
That's cool. Okay. Got it.
So that fills out the top 10. All right.
All right.
Single season rushing yards.
Trey is one.
Players.
2013, Trey Mason.
Correct. Over 1,800 yards. I hope everybody's playing along. The goal of this, by the way, is for everybody listening or watching to be playing along.
So number two is either Bo or Cameron Artis Payne, and I don't know which one it is.
Okay. Two is Bo, 1786 in 1985. Cameron Artis Payne is third. He had 1,600.
Yeah, I knew those were close.
2014. Okay. Yeah. So think about this now. Before you go any further, two of the top three single-season rushing leaders in Auburn football history were when Gus was the head coach.
No, Gus could run the heck out of a football, for sure.
And also number six, tied for sixth, Kerryon Johnson in 2017. Okay. Tied for sixth. What happened? I don't want to go negative, but what happened? Three of the top six all time came in his first 5 years as head coach.
Yeah. And who he did it with too. Like, you know, Kerryon was good. I mean, Cameron Artis Payne, I don't think anybody's saying like Cameron Artis Payne's a top 10 talented running back in Auburn history. Like nobody's saying that.
No, but he only played 2 years and he went to the NFL. NFL right. liked him. I might argue he's one of the more underrated running backs in Auburn football history because we just didn't see him. He didn't get showcased.
Are you saying two of the top six?
Three of the top
three. Yeah, about to say with Trey. And then Cam's up there, right? Cam's top five?
Cam is top five. Great call. I thought that might get you. 1473 in 2010 is fifth all time.
And then this one's kind of an asterisk because of offensive coordinator, but Ben Tate's up there, right?
Ben Tate is eighth.
Okay.
In 2009, he had 1,362 yards.
All right, so top five, what spot? We got one, two, and three?
You got one, two, three, and five.
There's one left.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Rudy?
Yes. Rudy Johnson had 1,567 yards in the year 2000.
Okay.
And then he went pro. And I maintain to this day, like Rudy's not on the top 10 career rushing list, but if he had stayed one more year, he would be there in two seasons.
When you talk about the best one hit wonders, the 1 year wonders, like Cam is one.
Yep.
There's a bunch of really interesting names that you could put it to, and Rudy deserves to be in that conversation.
I think Rudy is number one on that list behind Cam Newton, behind Cam.
Okay, so he's number two. He's not number one on the list.
Right. I'm sorry.
What a weird way to say that.
I know. It really was. It's on me. It's on me. I'll wear that.
He's the best at this if you don't count the first six.
You're talking about the list of people behind Cam Newton.
Other one. Yeah. It's like almost doesn't count.
Right. Like Cam Newton's the pace car. And then there's the guy at the front of the race.
I mean, there's been some great 1 year wonder. And we're going to get more, I think, late. Like Byram has a chance to be on this list for sure. Jackson Arnold. No, I'm joking. Sonny DeShera, I think, is up there.
Yeah, for sure.
Jabari has to be up there. Walker has to be up there.
Yeah, that's true. But Rudy also represented a quick bridge to what Tommy Tuberville wanted to get Auburn back to.
Yeah, sure.
They couldn't run the ball in 98. They couldn't run it that well in 99. And then Rudy came in, and they could run it at will immediately. Just a flat-out hoss of a running back. So if you take Rudy over a three-year college career, and let's say he doesn't get 1,500, let's say he gets 1,300 the other 2 years, 13, 26, that's 4,100. He's second all-time to Bo in three seasons.
Yeah. Right.
Folks who were around and watching in 2000, you were completely a different team. That team won the West, went to the SEC championship game because of what Rudy brought to the table.
Yeah.
So, all right. It's enough of the Rudy Johnson show. Moving on to career.
No, you love Rudy Johnson. I think that's great.
I do. I sure do. All right. Career rushing leaders. Top five.
Well, Bo, you just mentioned Bo.
Yep. Bo, number one.
Caddy is two, right?
Caddy is two with 3,800. Imagine what Jarquez he would have is done.
Top five. Jarquez Hunter, right?
By the way, let's don't forget Cadillac missed a full season. Basically, because he was hurt halfway through 2002.
Okay.
And he missed the Iron Bowl and was hurt early in the Iron Bowl 2001. He would have gone for $160 in that Iron Bowl in 2001. Remember it clear as day. So he's probably Auburn's all-time leading rusher if he stays healthy. All right, you said Jarquez?
Yeah.
Jarquez is fourth.
We got 1, 2, and 4, 3 yep. and 5.
I think the further away we get from Jarquez, the more heralded he will be. I think we're still too recent to realize or appreciate how
100% agree.
Astounding he was.
Because Tank is top 10. I don't think he's top 5.
Correct. Tank is 8th with 2,900.
Is Trey Mason top 5?
He's 7th. Trey is 7th. Almost 3,000.
What about a Cribs, like a Joe Cribs?
Boom. Cribs is 5th, 3,368.
So I'm missing third.
Yep.
Do I know who this person is?
I think you should.
What era? What coach did he play for?
He played for Doug Barfield.
Oh, that helps me none. That helps me none.
But it should. And you'll should understand. It? Yeah, you'll understand why I say it should when I give you the answer. People are, yes, sir. We hear you screaming the answer right now. You, sir, listening. You, ma'am, listening. Screaming the answer.
Not like a Brent Fullwood, is it?
No. Brent's 10th, by the way. 2789.
I think I know who it is.
Who?
It's James Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brooks and Cribs together in the same backfield. It's like, you know, like salt and pepper, like peaches and cream. Brooks and Cribs. Peanut butter and jelly. All of it goes together. Those two guys in 77, 78, and 79, Cribs was here in 76, Brooks in 80, they combined for almost 7,000 yards.
So read the top five all time.
All right, Bo number one, Carnell number two, Brooks three, Jarquez four, Cribs five.
Which ones did we mention? Let's do the top 10 of all time.
Yep. Ben Tate is 6th. 3,321, Ben Tate. Trey Mason, 7th. Tank Bigsby, 8th. Steven Davis is 9th.
Oh.
Steven Davis, another guy that if they had, like, he was only here 3 years. If they had featured him more in 95, if he had played 4 years and he was the feature back, he would have been way higher on this list. He was a dude, too. And then Brent Fullwood, 10.
Where is Cobb?
Good question. I would guess he is like 1,600? Or am I overshooting it? Because he only got a few touches his freshman year. Now, they went for touchdowns. But it wasn't that many touchdowns.
He's 38th all-time with 1,283.
Okay.
So if he has a 1,000-yard season,
yeah,
he'd be at 2,283.
You're still not top 10.
Yeah, you'd be 16th, 15th-ish. Michael Dyer's 15th with 2,335.
How many career touchdowns does he have?
Cobb?
Yeah.
Just lost it. Where is he? Here he is.
Because is there a chance he breaks into the... Yeah, probably not then. Okay.
Can I sort this by touchdowns?
You know, he would need 17 this year to break into top 10 in career rushing touchdowns. And 17.
So the biggest jump from like rushing to touchdowns is Kerryon is 5th all time in touchdowns of 32.
Yeah. Yep. Well, he had 18 in 2017. He just He had like the game against Ole Miss where he had five, and I think maybe against Missouri he had another big touchdown.
He opened that season up getting like three or four every game.
Yeah,
Missouri, he went crazy. Caddy has the most touchdowns of 45.
Yep.
A lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. Jarquez has 25.
People forget how good Ontario McCaleb was, too.
Yeah. He had 24 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that 2010, you know, 2010 wasn't just Cam.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't either.
Ontario does not get space if Cam is not in the backfield.
Right, but, I mean, you still got to have a guy to take advantage of that. You have Mario Fannin, Ontario McCaleb, and Michael Dyer in addition to Cam.
My point What's with is, you like downplaying Cam today?
I'm not downplaying Cam. How is that downplaying Cam?
You're downplaying Cam a little bit.
Cam's the best college football player in the history of college football.
You can say it. Actions speak louder than words, my guy. You keep forgetting about him.
I don't keep forgetting about him. I'm telling you he's the best. But I'm saying if you're a defense and you're trying to shut down Auburn in 2010, even if you put together a like Department of Defense sanctioned plan against Cam Newton, you still got to deal with Fannin and McCaleb and Dyer.
But their explosiveness and space was created because of the threat of Cam.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Do you hate Cam Newton?
You're stretching more than a yoga instructor. Stop it.
Sorry.
In the same way, you might argue that Cobb and Washington and Davenport and Mabson will have space created for them by one Byron Brown this year.
That's the hope.
They're not the same player. Cam and Byron are not the same player. Nobody's making
that. Major threat nonetheless.
Right. In terms of scheming a defense and putting stress on a defense, that's the point. So, all right. So we don't think Jeremiah is going to break into any of those top 10s.
No.
It's just hard to do with that much of a gap.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Have you seen the Michael Jackson movie yet?
I have not.
Are you gonna? It's been out two weekends now.
Traveling this week, though a little difficult.
True.
All
right.
No.
Plus, you're not like a huge, like if I asked you your three favorite Michael Jackson songs.
Three favorite? Can I name three Michael Jackson songs?
What do you mean, can you name three Michael Jackson? Everybody on the planet can name three Michael Jackson songs.
Billie Jean's probably one.
Okay, good. Classic. Sure.
Thriller's the only one that's really popping in my brain right now.
Okay. You can't name another Michael Jackson song.
Purple Rain was pretty good.
I haven't had to take the glasses off in a while. That was Prince. And I suspect you knew that.
I didn't bother you.
I don't know that I can name a top three. It's like, am I in the gym? Am I, you know, doing stuff around the house? What, like, there may be a different category or a different list for all three of those. Purple
You reacted
Rain.
Exactly how I wanted you to for that. So thank
Purple
you.
Rain. You really can't, though, can you? You can't name three. You're the only God bless.
Man in the Mirror is up there. That's him, right?
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. That's him, right? That's pretty good.
Thanks,
that's pretty good.
Real good. Real
good. How about this little musical theater background showing up right there?
That was my major when I started at Auburn. Nobody freak out. Nobody freak out.
I got to tell you, that was on pitch a whole lot better than I expected it to be. That was outstanding.
It wasn't outstanding.
It was. Stop it was great.
Oh, I used to like sing professionally. I've lost all of that, sadly. But
somebody, please clip that. That's a new meme. That's it. That clip is the people are going to wear out the button on YouTube going back and replaying that over and over.
Yeah,
again.
That's probably true.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Okay. That does it for today's show.
Thanks everybody for watching, for listening. Please subscribe if you're not already, and get notified anytime we have a new episode. Very good. Everyone has vices. Picture Village Vices, one of yours.